boys play right after us. They were really, really great, and the crowd was just lovely. It was very, like, a nice, chill end to the day. So people were sitting on their little blankets in the grass, and it was very sweet.
That's delightful.
Yeah.
I embarrassingly, totally did not have the mic set up correctly. So very, very glad that I caught that when I did. But anyway, what I said was, this is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. Sorry about the dead air. Those last two songs, Chapel Rowan with Pink Pony Club, The First Taste by Fiona Apple. And here's Sarge from Here Boy.
Hello. Thanks for having me. We're going to do that all over again. We just talked for like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, new board, you know, still figuring things out.
Got it.
Yeah. Anyway, before I die from embarrassment over here, do you want to start us off with a couple songs?
Yeah, I'm happy to. This first one's called Generous. Was I too honest with you? You never wanted the truth. You just wanted a body. And I gave you my body. Was I too open with you? I let you open me too. And your hands were so gentle. I thought you knew to be gentle too. I thought that I could hook you on everything that felt good. Let you see things that you couldn't. Reveal the hidden solution in me. For that game, and I never wanted to play, and you wanted my body, so I gave you my body. Yes, you wanted my body, so I gave you my body. So afraid of losing control that you hide. When I look in your eyes, I'm not asking for too much. I'm just here. That's enough.
And maybe I wanted your body. So I gave you my body, and maybe I wanted your body. So I gave you my body.
Woo!
Thanks. Oh,
that is a gorgeous song.
Thank you so much.
And I know that you said that you don't want to talk about some of the meanings behind some of your songs, but do you want to talk about the songwriting process behind that one?
Yeah, I told Max earlier that a lot of times people at like open mics or whatever will be like, this song is about this. And I'm like, come on, just like let the audience discover the meaning for themselves. That one was like, you know, pretty obvious. But for the songwriting, I think for this song, sometimes I just get into like a meditative state when I'm feeling a lot of feelings, and I'll like play the same chord progression over and over and over again. And this one was a really good example of that, of, you know, it was the same like two chords the entire time. And I feel like that allows for like really great melody and lyrics to come out of it because the base of it is so simple. So yeah, I think that's how this song came to be a little bit.
Nice. And so how long have you been making music, playing guitar, songwriting?
I've been singing pretty much since I could talk. I think my parents, you know, both of my parents play music, and so I got really inspired from them, I think, and, you know, listening to Taylor Swift, Fearless, and whatnot. So when I was a kid, I'd, like, stand on my bed and sing these little songs about princesses and fairies, and would like stand on the top of my bed and have my parents like sit on the ground and listen to me. Yeah, so it's always been in me, I think. And then I took up guitar in high school, started taking it a lot more seriously in college. And I think having a guitar as an instrument allowed me to write like more complex songs, I think, and write them anywhere, like in my room. So yeah, I've been writing for a while, and it's been just a really amazing outlet for, you know, catharsis and getting my feelings out onto a page, and hopefully when I'm performing them, like maybe other people can relate to the feelings that I'm trying to get across. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And you do have quite the solo repertoire. You also play with a band.
Yeah.
Is there are there any like key differences that you find between the two?
Yeah, that's so interesting to think about, because I think at the end of the day, Here Boy, which is my band, is, you know, it's my band, like it's my music. I'm playing a lot of the same songs tonight that I would play with the band. I think when I play with the band, our songs can get a lot more crunchy, a lot darker, a lot more rock. Like, we're definitely an indie rock band. A lot of that comes from my bandmates, John and Ona. You know, John has these crazy effects on his bass pedal guitar, and he just really drives some of the, like the melodic backlining of it. So it can definitely get a lot punkier, I think, when I'm playing with the band, which is really fun and potentially even more cathartic when I have all these big feelings that I'm singing about. There's something really nice about playing solo, though, and I think I can sort of feel the songs a little bit more in my body when I'm just playing them with me in this really, you know, resonant acoustic guitar. So that's a really fun thing. I love to do both. Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, or rather fortunately, I have had the pleasure of seeing you play solo, but I've never had the pleasure of seeing you with your band.
Yeah.
And I think you have some bad news. Do you have any, if you want to share your bad news, but also do you have any upcoming gigs with the band solo?
Is my bad news that I'm moving?
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad news is that I'm moving to Philly mid-July. And so we've built such an amazing thing here with the band and like in the Boston music scene, really building on just this whole community of folks in Allston and Somerville, Cambridge. But we do have a song. So we're recording right now, basically. I have like a little recording session tomorrow out in Framingham. but we do have a single coming out really soon called Moon Blue, which I'll play later in this set. And then for the EP that we're recording right now, that'll be that should, I have no idea. It takes so long to like record and mix and like master. It takes way longer than anybody ever thinks. And I, doing this process has made me realize that, but that probably won't come out until the fall. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, it is good news for the people of Philly. And that's something.
Thanks. There's a great music scene as well there. So I definitely think I'll be able to, you know, get my fix and connect with that community too.
For sure. For sure. And yeah. I'm excited to hear how that goes for you because I don't really know anyone in the Philly scene yet.
Yes. And anyone out there, let me know if you have housing or any leads on housing or roommates because I am currently searching.
Well, best of luck.
Thanks.
And would you like to play another song?
Yes, I would.
Take what you want of me, I don't give a damn. Tell me what you want of me, I'll do what I can. And I've never been so mixed up, I've never felt so young. And I'm waiting on a praise and I'm worshiping your tongue. And I know it's not healthy, you got me on a string. But when you take me there, you know that I feel everything. But boy, you got me like I'm just a toy. Don't do me like that. Such a stupid fantasy, you had me playing make-believe to think that you would give me one more chance. And now all I know is amber eyes and golden sun and cold goodbyes and everything that we'd left unsaid. But boy, you got me like I'm just a toy. Dripping sink, get going. My back to the door. I just couldn't face you again. And you were all smiles. The lies tucked between your teeth, and I couldn't bear it. The air was so thick between. Did I take it for granted? Did I take it too far? You left me broken, breathless. When you'd heard enough, hear the room buzzing. I looked at my shirt. The fabric was fraying. A button was loose. And I fiddled so much that the button fell off. And you looked at me. Look what you've done. Look what you've done. Look what you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a very nice silence at the end of that song.
Yeah. But yeah. I like a good silence.
Yeah.
It's nice to ring it out.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song to perform live?
Ooh, that's a great question. It's so funny because those last three I never play live. So I'm like, what songs are on my set list? I really love playing Swim Lessons live, which I'll be playing in a couple from now. It's really dark and sort not dark, like, I don't know. It's like really, I think it's one of my more interesting songs, and it's kind of has a really interesting groove, and I love playing it with my band. I love playing it solo. It just has this really like magical feeling to it when I play it. I love that one. And then our song Daylight, which I don't think I'll be playing in this set. It's really, again, great with the band. But it's like such a pop punk, little like pop punk banger, very lyric heavy. It's like for the girls. I don't know. It's just a fun song. So I really, it's very dancey, and yeah. I'm not, all my songs are sad. if you were picking up on that, I have some happier ones, I think. So yeah.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And if you want to hear, I already forgot the name, but if you want to hear that song that you mentioned with your band, got to keep an eye out for that EP. What are your, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so since we're not on Spotify yet, I think the best place to find us is on social media. So on Instagram or TikTok, I think our username is hearboy.mp3. That's hearboy.mp3 for you in the audience. So go look that up right now, unless you're in your car. Don't text and drive. But yeah, that's where to find all of our announcements for shows and upcoming releases. We're also playing Nice A Fest in Davis Square this July, literally right before my master's program begins. So I'm going to be taking an Amtrak like all the way from Philly to Boston. I'm going to like play my little show on Friday, And then I'm going to run back to Philly. So it'll be a good goodbye show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a fun challenge in my high school because I grew up in New York, where the challenge was called the Philly Challenge, where you're supposed to check in first period, drive to Philly, have a Philly cheesesteak within the city limits, and then drive back in time to like check in for eighth period.
Oh my God. That's insane. Why yeah. would they make you do that?
Oh no. I know like two people who did it.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just like,
wow, they're heroes.
Yeah. It's like, hey, let's skip class and get a Philly cheesesteak.
Wow. Epic.
Yeah. But, that also leads me to my next question, which is where are you from?
I am from the great city of Melrose, Massachusetts, which here in Medford, that's like, we're probably 15-minute drive from my house. Yeah, so I grew up around here, born and raised, and I went away for school, and now I'm back here. And now I'm leaving again, but it's been really nice to like experience the Boston area as an adult since growing up here. It's
for
very
sure.
different.
Yeah. And getting into that music scene.
Yeah.
And it's good that you have roots here, you know? You can always come back.
Yeah, like my parents are so close and it's nice to have them close by and it's nice to like have roads that feel familiar and I don't know, it's just there's something nice about it, but I am really excited to sort of venture out and experience a new city. So I'm really excited for Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
All right. What have you got coming up next?
I've got a couple songs. This first one is called Chosen One and then the second one is called Swim Lessons. My chair is really squeaky. I'm sorry if you hear that.
No, yeah, they all are. Actually, you know, we have one chair
I think
over
I'm fine.
There. Okay.
I'm great.
Yeah. But, I mean, you hear mine, too. It's awful.
But thank you, Max.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
No problem, Sarge.
I don't want to worry about you. I don't want to feel afraid. But you make me feel like crying when you won't look me in the face. And we were peeling garlic. On the front porch by the garden. And you had fallen silent. Can you tell me what you wanted? And when you swear, God speaks through your tongue, I'll believe you are the chosen one. Could I have been a better daughter? Did I have to leave so soon? In my absence we grew fonder, but I still abandoned you. And when you swear God speaks through your tongue, I'll believe you are the chosen one. down to see your house. The calico stuck whiskers in my mouth. The mockingbird dropped feathers on my blouse. I was going to see you there. I was meant to braid your raven hair. But the sea had come undone. The ocean swallowed everyone. The water is rising. I'm up to my thighs in the deep blue. My hat flew off. I was looking for you. And maybe you're doing dishes. Well, I am out with the fishes. And maybe we're out to dinner. But I was never a strong enough swimmer. I can't breathe. I can't see. It's cold here, I'm cold here. Have you given much thought, dear, to how we never change? The water has risen, and still we have not given ourselves a place to land. And maybe out to dinner. But I was never a strong enough swimmer. I can't breathe. Ooh, because the sea had come undone. The ocean swallowed everyone. Yes, the sea had come undone. The ocean swallowed everyone.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
So those two songs were Chosen One and the one that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, Swim Lessons. Those are both a couple of my favorites, I think, to play. Yeah. That's fun.
All right. I do have a couple of fun questions for you.
Yeah, perfect.
Mix things up.
So exciting.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Oh my gosh, the way that my first thought was like the guitar, as if I don't already play the guitar, but I do think that is a valid like answer, because I play it in a really specific way where like I don't actually really know what I'm doing. I just like kind of do it, and I do wish I could be like a little like, I don't know, Berkeley guitar aficionado who could like do a solo and like actually know music theory or know what the fretboard means. I'm being, you know, sort of self-deprecating.
I think you're being modest.
Thanks. But yeah, probably that, or like the banjo. Banjo's a big one, actually. Mm. Yeah, I really want to learn the banjo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I that would be a good.
It's a good one. I just got some. I want to like my Appalachian roots are calling for me to learn the banjo and then join like a trio with like three women with heavenly voices, like haunting voices, and then have some really sick harmonies. Maybe a mandolin.
Make it happen. Come back. Yeah. Play. Yeah.
Anybody who wants to like join a little Appalachia trio, let me know. Hit me up in the DMs.
I'm really, I want to hear it. So please make that happen. Yeah. What's your best Halloween costume you've ever had?
That is a fun question. My boyfriend and I did Princess Mononoke and the prince, which I'm forgetting his name, but it was great. And I had just cut my hair like short. So I kind of had her like wolf haircut, and I had like a little, furry vest thing that looked like wolfskin thing.
Yeah,
it was great. Cape? Everybody loved it.
Is it a cape?
I don't know. She's like wearing a wolf fur. Yeah, like on her.
Right.
Yeah. It was really fun.
That sounds fun. Yeah. Halloween's good.
I love Halloween.
Me too. Oh, do you have a favorite holiday? Is it Halloween?
Not really. I don't know. I love all the holidays. I always loved Christmas, but I feel like the older you get, it feels less special. You know, it feels less magical. Because as soon as I learned that Santa wasn't real, it was all downhill for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a little bit of the magic out, but it's still a nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you had to pick one word to describe Here Boy, what word would you choose?
Ooh. I want to say bouncy.
Ooh.
Only because that is the word that like a Cambridge Day reporter referred to us as. That was the only way that they described us when reviewing our whole set at like Remnant Brewing a few weeks ago. They were like the bouncy trio Here Boy played some songs, and then he didn't talk about our music at all. Huh. He just went on a tangent about a bunch of other musicians that weren't there.
Oh.
It was really silly, but yeah, he called us bouncy.
Was he comparing you to them?
No.
No. Oh.
It was really silly. Yeah.
His mind was obviously bouncing elsewhere.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. When you were a kid, what was the first concert that you went to?
I can't remember if I saw any concerts when I was a kid with my parents, but when the first concert that I like asked for tickets for was Imagine Dragons when I was in middle school. And honestly, great time.
Nice.
Second concert, Fall Out Boy and Paramore. Even classic. Better.
Classic.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Thanks.
When you're not working on music, speaking of fun questions, what do you like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun? Music is my fun, because this isn't my job. I have a real person job. But music is most of my fun. In my free time, I like to dance, and I like to... I go to the Rock Gym a lot.
Nice.
Boston Bouldering Project. It's a great community there.
I just canceled my CRG membership.
I went there for like a year and a half.
But I got crash pads now.
Oh. Are you going to climb outside?
That's the plan.
You going to go to Rumney?
You know, maybe.
That's the place to go, yeah. I've heard.
Yes.
Or like Arkansas.
Well, the Gunks are really cool in upstate New York. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've heard of the Gunks.
It's a little bit of a drive from here. But then there's also a bunch of like decent bouldering just at...
The Fells?
Yeah, the Fells has a couple boulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, shout out my dad, Steve, because he always tells me... Because both me and my partner climb, and he's always like, do you ever go bouldering in the Fells? I always see guys with crash pads out there. And we're like, no, we haven't, but apparently it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some big walls
there. I'll be
there.
One of them now.
Big rocks. Glacial, what are they called? Glacial drifts?
Erratics.
Glacial Erratics.
Yes.
Now that is a good band name.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, I don't know if it is.
There's a really cool name for the debris field of rocks. It could be like Glacial Erratics and the whatever they're called. The starts with like a I'm Googling it.
I'm not on your wavelength right now. I have no idea what it is.
Just nerding out anyway. What's your favorite concert that you've ever played?
Ever played?
Yeah.
That's a great question. We've played so many. I mean, we played once at Crystal Ballroom, and that was honestly magical. Because that's like a big old venue. That's like the biggest venue we've played, and we were opening for a bunch of touring bands from New York City, and the vibes were great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did good that night.
Yeah. I like Crystal Ballroom.
Yeah, it's a good space.
Do you know which venue you're going to be in for Nice? Can you say?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll let you know.
No problem.
I'm sure we'll announce it, but I learned today that we're playing on the Friday.
Cool.
And Palehound and Wunderbar are both playing at this festival.
Yeah.
So, like, big deal.
There's
two
a bunch
of my,
of big
like,
names.
Favorite artists. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus all the epic Boston bands.
Like, literally...
Like, all
of
them.
Okay, there's a couple missing who I would have loved to see, but it's got, like, 95% of all the local bands that I've been. Yeah.
If they weren't on the list, there's a good chance that, like, they just played it last year, because apparently you can't play it more than once in a row.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that debris field is called a moraine.
Oh, a moraine.
Yeah. So
it's
like,
spelled M-O-R-R-A-I-N-E.
M-O-R-A-I-N-E. Yeah.
One R.
One R.
Dang. Yeah.
So it would be like...
a more... No. Yeah. A moraine eel. That's not an animal. It's a moray eel.
So close. But yeah, it could be, Glacial Erratic and the moraines.
The moraines. Or the moray eels.
Ooh,
those guys
the
are creepy.
They are.
The morays.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a better band name, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, well, everyone likes animal band names. That's too easy. Oh, I don't think I asked yet. Where did the name Here Boy come from?
Oh, that's a great question. We took so long to decide on our band name. There were a bunch of different silly names floating around. And John's girlfriend Bonnie had like sent him a video, I think, of her dog at home, and she was like, here boy, and he just kept like repeating in his head, and he was like, oh, that's a great name. So I did not come up with it, but it was my favorite out of all of the names in the list. So yeah, it's
nice.
A good one.
It is a good one.
I know, I'm like, I don't want to ever lose it. It's such a good name.
Yeah. Well, no reason why you have to.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. Here's one that I've added to this list rather recently. Are you Booba or Kiki?
Oh. I think I'm Booba.
Yeah.
The way that I said that was kind of Kiki. Booba.
Booba.
I think I'm Booba. If you don't know, Booba or Kiki is like... a way that psychologists have done this test where you can like look at a shape and you can determine if it's booba or kiki based on, and like spiky shapes people say look like kiki, and like big like not necessarily big but like I don't know, rounder shapes are like booba. And so we've associated the I sound crazy right
no,
now
no yeah I'm,
yeah
I'm
we've
with
associated
you, yeah.
These like sounds with shapes or images. I think I feel like booba.
Yeah, I think I do too.
Yeah, I see that for you. You have a booba personality.
Oh, thanks. Like, last time I asked that question, I did the explanation, and I think that I said that it was like an anthropologist instead of a psychologist.
Oh,
I don't know what it was.
Oh, yeah, because it's cross-cultural, right?
But it's also linguistics.
Mm.
So I think that now, every time I ask that question, I'm just going to say that it was a different expert who did the study.
It was a paleontologist.
Astrophysicist.
Entomologist.
Is that star booba or kiki?
It's always kiki. Yeah.
Stars are kind of pointy, but the sun's so round.
This is so silly.
Oh, did you see the Northern Lights?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I'm so bummed.
Me too.
I think a lot of people didn't see them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like it was pretty magical. I also did not see the eclipse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you see the partial?
I saw the partial eclipse, yeah. But like it was covered in clouds because I was in Philly and it was just like kind of lame. I don't know. I got a little cold.
Yeah.
C'est la vie.
Yeah.
I'll see it in 20 years or I'll go to Spain 6 years from now.
That's right. Or Iceland.
Yes.
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 Yeah. Yeah. There's plenty of, or isn't there one in like the middle of the Pacific Ocean coming up too?
Yeah, yeah, just fly out there.
Well, you know, why not?
Yeah, get my private jet.
Or get a buddy with a boat and
just
go for it. I don't think I've only seen you perform once, but I don't think I've ever heard you play a cover song. Are there any cover songs you like to play that you like to play? And if there aren't, or even if there are, what's one that you would like to cover?
Oh, these are great questions. Because I learned guitar by learning covers. So like the first songs that I ever learned on the guitar were not just guitar songs, but songs to play to sing. So they were like Waxahachie songs and Angel Olsen. A song that I love to perform, like a cover, is Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu. And she's one of my probably bigger musical influences in terms of like melody and how she uses her guitar as an instrument. I mean, like, she can have these really incredible melodies that make you feel a lot of things, and then her own guitar part is so simple. And that's how I like to be a lot of the time. So that's a really fun song to play. And also Pressure to Party by Julia Jacklin is a great one as well. Also a big influence of mine, I think, vocally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They're both great.
I like both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where Alice Phoebe Liu's from?
Yes. Phoebe Liu is, so she's actually South African.
Okay.
And her parents were like freedom fighter or like activists in like the '80s. And then, she moved to Berlin to become a street performer, not a singer.
Hmm.
She was doing like weird busking, like flame throwing and dancing.
Cool.
And then I guess the crowd loved her, and then she was like, oh, I guess I'll take up music. And now she's like this amazing independent musician. She still doesn't have a label. I think that's kind of her thing, is like she always wants to be independent. I just saw her play in like a month ago, I think, a few weeks ago.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's so amazing.
What's
incredible
your
presence.
Oh yeah. Oh, do you know Stella Donnelly?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I really like her music.
I saw
as well.
Her at the Crystal Ballroom.
Nice.
And that was one of the most enchanting performances I've seen. Yeah.
That's good to know. I love to hear when artists who like I'll casually listen to on Spotify, but then you see them in person and you're like, oh my God, life changing.
Yeah.
Like Courtney Barnett, when I saw Courtney Barnett play a couple of summers ago, I lost my mind. My entire relationship to her changed. Yeah.
Was that Boston Music Hall?
No, it was actually at what was it called? She made a touring festival in 2022 that had tons of amazing artists play. And I think it was called like Here and There, maybe. Spreading misinformation.
It was at the Mass Mocha. Thing to do on air.
Yeah. I'm like, am I lying or am I actually just joking? It was out in Mass Mocha and this really beautiful outdoor venue.
Nice.
And she was there, Faye Webster, Lucy Dacus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I remember seeing that. Yeah. The Beats. What's your made up, over the top background story of how you came into music? What's your origin story?
Oh my gosh. Wait, like making it up?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
make it up
fiction?
On the spot. Go for it. I mean, you just told me this whole crazy story about
Alice Phoebe Liu.
So like, oh yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, a lot of my favorite artists have crazy stories like that too. This is really hard.
You can take some time to think about it. No pressure. But I figure it's a fun one.
I picked up a guitar and all the strings were broken, and then suddenly I was playing in like an open tuning, and I didn't even know. I didn't even know that I was playing that open tuning, and then I made up some crazy song and I was like busking on the street, And then my bandmate John was like, yo, that's sick. He gave me like $5. And then he was like, turned around and he was like, wait, maybe I should like play with her.
Yeah.
And start a band. So that's how Here Boy started.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. And I don't know which one, but it was under a statue of Paul Revere.
Yeah, one in the Commons. The
Common, yeah. I can picture it, you know? Or is it what?
The Public Garden.
Or, yeah, one of those.
No, it's a Common. I don't know. I love parks.
Yeah, me too. Do you have a favorite Boston park?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of favorite parks. Yeah. So I'm going into landscape architecture for grad school. Oh, that's great. So I'm going to be like designing parks, ideally.
My next acoustic guest on the show is a landscape architect.
Let's go. Love it. My favorite in Boston proper, I love the Public Garden. It's just a really beautiful, it's more like traditional European garden, but I think it is so idyllic and I love the willows and it's stunning. But in like Somerville, Cambridge, which is like where I live. Oh man, I love the North Point Park, or it's like Science Park, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think, I think it's called, wait, no. There's like a park when you're like at Leechmere on the Green Line, and they've like done this whole crazy development thing, but the park itself is actually like really cute.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
And so I have a question on here
that
I've been asking lots of people who aren't landscape architects.
Okay.
But what tree would you be?
Oh.
And this is a perfect question for you.
I love trees. I have a tree on my finger.
Oh, which little, one is on your finger?
It's more like a semacular of a tree. It's not, I guess it could be a hemlock tree. I think that I would be... I think I would be like a sycamore. I really like sycamores and their funky bark.
Mm.
Yeah. They get really big.
They do.
One of the fattest trees in Massachusetts is a sycamore tree. It's like in Concord or somewhere out there.
Up there. Yeah. Well, hopefully you do the same thing and get big, which was the first adjective that you chose, which was the
sick bark.
Yeah. Well, they here boy, right? Sick bark. You know, sick if it's bark. A dog thing.
Yep.
And yeah.
And they grow for a really, really long time and they stick around for a while and people write jazz songs about them. In the mm-hmm. sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Yeah. A classic. So speaking of music, I think you have a couple more songs.
I got three more songs.
Three more songs. Cool. You know, I think
talk so much also.
Yeah. I think that we've done it. So,
great.
Yeah. We can touch base at the end of the song.
Touch base.
Yeah.
But. See you later.
Peace.
See you on the other side.
Yeah.
This is my one happy song in my set, I think. Pick up the phone. Can you tell I'm alone? Bed is unmade. It's been a whole day without you. I like the way your voice sounds when it's late. Picture you here, whispering in my ear. You got me kicking my feet like a child. What a relief.
take my time. Got me kicking my feet like a child. Whew. Chuck it off the side of a three-story bridge if it'll teach me to let go and learn how to live. Give me the birds and the bees, and they can buzz around my head all that they want if it prevents me from thinking another bad thought. And I don't know what it is. But I've been feeling so blue. I can't wrap myself up in you. I can't look too long at the moon. And I know that this will. Cause these feelings never last. Maybe I should count to three. Take a breath or take up a new hobby. Yeah. this will pass. 'Cause these feelings never last. Maybe I should count to three. Take a breath or take up a new heartbeat. When you say you're not doing well, I would lay beside and listen to you tell of the troubles that are haunting you now, so I could try to make it easier somehow. The lights go down and the city glows, I'm waiting up for you. Would you care for me the way I always do? Ooh, the way I always do. Ooh, the way I always do. Go down and the city glows, I'm waiting up for you. Would you care for me?